I'm now with Martin Rosenbaum from Lone Star Productions, Michael Proudfoot from the Proudfoot Company, and Kim Pete. And I've asked them all to just have a quick summary of what they thought of the session on Project Canvas and the issues that that brought up at the Media Festival Arts here today in the Roundhouse. So I'm going to hand over to Michael.
Well, we were just saying that we thought it was a really great session, and one that could probably have gone on all day. But I think some really interesting things came up about Canvas and about the opportunities that it offers. And I wasn't really aware of Canvas, I must say, and the sort of things that it can offer filmmakers like me and the young people in my company. But we were just talking about John Wyver's thing about saying that, you know, arts broadcasting is not just about making programmes about artists in a kind of historic, biographical sense. It can also be about experiencing art, and I thought that was a really great point.
And Martin?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I agree with what Michael was saying. We were also saying that there's the questions that, although John Wyver did sort of raise it, that never really get properly addressed, is where does the content that doesn't already exist come from? And that people who want to develop things, small organizations, large organizations, can't just create things out of thin air. And there is this sort of feeling that nowadays you can make anything you want, the technology's cheap, you can put it up on the internet. If you really want to do it and you're passionate enough about it, you can make something. But the reality is, even making something simple costs money and time. And to make something substantial that really sort of makes a mark, it costs money and costs time. And that really wasn't discussed. There wasn't time. Where does that come from? And I think people also, you know, talked about the access to archives, which I think is a very difficult area, because people own archives, and the archive business is becoming a huge business, and people are making a lot of money selling archives. And I can't see people making their archives available to, in a kind of free space that anybody can have access to and potentially use. So, I mean, those are just, they're interesting notions, and as Michael said, we could have gone on talking about that for quite some time.
I think the discussion around content creation and funding and how people actually get the money or the time to actually create the content in the first place is a massive, massive issue, and one that I've been banging on about whilst I've been here. And even like the money to fund digitising back archives and the time and the resources for that. So that was something I was talking about yesterday in a session on archiving. Do you want to say anything, Kim?
Yes, just to hold my phone.
I think visibility and discoverability are still two key issues. I was really disappointed to hear Kip Meek saying that including an arts button on the front page would be tilting the playing field too far. I think that's wrong. I think there should be space on a public service platform for an arts area, and I think we should all be working hard to make sure that happens.
Thanks very much.